The Impasse by Mark Samuels, read by Mark Young. The Ulmus organization was located in a sprawl of dilapidated buildings on the far west side of the city. None of the structures were more than four floors high, and the exteriors were of bland, whitewashed brickwork, the paint flaking away from the walls. The windows were barred on the outside, and always dirty, as if to deter those within from seeing the world outside. This neglect lent the business an air of unimportance, as if the work done there was subsidiary. Were it not for the dribble of workers that made their way to the place in the mornings and crept away in the evenings, it might even have been assumed that the whole complex was derelict. The employees arrived by way of the underground train line, the terminus of which, most of the time, served only those who worked for the organisation. Aside from some run-down shops opposite the office complex, the area was a wasteland of gutted buildings and rubble. David Cohen was travelling to the Ulmus premises from his digs near the centre of the city to begin his first day of work. He assumed that the other passengers on the underground train were fellow employees. This far west, and so close to the terminus, there was no other destination to which rush-hour travellers would be bound.